This is a significant news announcement by Minister Heather Humphreys, and I'd like to thank her and her officials for all the work, and especially for listening to proposals coming from the county. And I know the Islands Committee and the Cahirlith Islands Committee, along with the officials from Donegal County Council, have been trying to put forward a solution that would enable 100% of the funding for the roads on the islands to come from the department, and most importantly as well, that the County Council will take over the maintenance of the roads afterwards. But significantly, in terms of numbers, there's four islands involved in terms of this announcement, and it's a total funding announcement of €2 million. And we're also looking at two very important tourist features and projects on both Tory Island and Arranmore Island, the two roads to the lighthouses, the respective lighthouses. Those roads will be tarred as well. But ultimately, each road that was submitted by the County Council has been funded, and this is a substantial funding announcement for those islands, and I'm absolutely delighted for everybody involved. And in particular, I would like to acknowledge the Corps Cummins on all these islands, because they're the ones that have been campaigning for a long number of years now, and I would like to acknowledge their role in ensuring that this was really a grassroots effort and government working together. But one thing that I've asked from the Minister, that this type of collaboration has to continue. There's a number of major projects, including the Maharoti project and the new boat for Tory Island. Those two projects still have to move in a more positive direction. They haven't been over the last few years, and that's something that I mentioned to the Minister, that there has to be more direct linkages with the Corps Cumann, because the history and the tradition is there now to ensure that this can work, and I think this will bode well for the future.
And many island communities have felt abandoned because of the lack of funding. So as you say, this now does need to continue.
Yes, it does. And one of the things that I know the island communities right across, of course, have always talked about is to have more of a direct link into departments. And I must say, Heather Humphreys has been very proactive, right down to the fact that she has spent time on the islands. She has come out to visit the different communities, and she wants to visit the islands that she hasn't had an opportunity to visit. And she gets that sense of importance around peripherality and isolation and in terms of connectivity. And so she wants to build on that. But I must say that the relationship now between the department officials and the officials of Donegal County Council is very strong. And I know under the leadership of the likes of Cathal Sweeney, who's very proactive and very much on the ground, that will continue as well. But to all the councillors as well who have been very active on this issue, I think it's important to mention them as well. But ultimately, this is about getting the job done now. It's €2 million of funding. Hopefully the weather gets a little bit better in the months ahead to get all these jobs done. But any work that the council has done on the islands in relation to tarring roads has been very successful. So I'm confident that will continue. But once again, and Heather Humphreys for Hunya and Chamonta, August for Hunya and Arrogate Shaw, to Shinta, Tawak, for Hunya and Manalan.